Coach, why don't you start by giving us your initial impressions of the Patriots?
Well, I think you start with the fact that they were the best team in the AFC last year, which they've been for quite a few years now. They're consistent year in, year out. To have them first on the schedule, I think, was more of a it just made us realize how quickly we're going to have to focus starting in the off season to be ready for this type of game that we're expecting when you play the best team in the AFC. So we're they got a lot of great players, starting with the quarterback that makes them roll. Defense, they just play sound week in, week out. They're very consistent in what they do. They're very confident in what they do. They take advantage of the other team making mistakes. And they're a team that you just can't make mistakes, or you're not going to win. So it's quite a challenge, obviously, for us to open the season with them.
What have you seen from the defense thus far in the preseason?
Just playing physical. I mean, they got some young players. I mean, they remind us a little bit of our defense. They got nice veteran leadership sprinkled in with a lot of young players. I know that the draft pick looks good. Chandler Jones, rushing at the end, and we liked him in the draft also. He's got some great skills that you saw that show up in preseason. The linebackers are heavy, play downhill. They got a lot of talent there, with Mayo and Spikes and Hightower now that's in there also. So they're very talented, very physical, playing hard. We know how up front, the two defensive tackles, Wilfork's still playing very well. And again, it's hard to go by preseason, but I think you evaluate more the young guys during preseason, the game plans are pretty basic and simple, and teams don't like to show a lot of things. So, but from what you can see, obviously they're a group that plays well together, takes away what the offense is trying to do, and try to frustrate you.
Mike, what makes Aaron Hernandez such a difficult guy to match up with?
I just think in general, those guys do a great job uncovering big guys that both their tight ends have done a nice job of just of that. And in the film you watch of just, mismatching with the linebackers, they create problems to cover them. And, with Brady's ball being so accurate, even when you do cover them, well, they got great hands and they make plays. And next thing you know, it's second and two or first and 10. And it's frustrating because you think you're doing all the right things and they still make plays on you.
And Mike, have you seen a different Chris Johnson this season as opposed to last?
Well, for us, I think I'd say yes to that just because of having him here since April and being part of the offseason. And I think just being more confident in what he's doing this time of year than he was last year as far as and being in shape. I mean, he was definitely, when you come in, you miss all of training camp. That's definitely a factor. And it was last year early in the season for him. So we think we have. He's done everything we've asked him to do. He's obviously very highly motivated to have a much better season this year. And obviously it wasn't all him. It was the supporting cast also needs to play better. And we know for us to win games, especially a game like this, he has to be a big contributor to the offensive side of the ball.
Mike, can you talk about your situation at quarterback and how you went about deciding on Jake?
We drafted, obviously, Jake last year. And last year, again, we drafted him thinking at the time we didn't have Matt Hasselbeck on the roster because of the situation with the lockout. It wasn't free agency. It was kind of backwards, more backward than it normally is. But we drafted him thinking that he could come in and play last year. We obviously were in a big need last year after we really didn't have a quarterback on the roster other than Rusty Smith, who's our third at the time. We drafted a guy we felt is a good leader, could come in, handle the pressure. And then after when the lockout ended and we were obviously looking for a veteran to help us and compete, we were able to get Hasselbeck. It made it easier for us to, Matt was definitely what we needed last year with me as a new head coach with our team, our staff. The situation we're in where our players really didn't know our coaching staff last training camp. They hadn't had a chance to meet yet. So I think Matt came at a perfect time for us that we needed a leader, a guy who could take control, and that's exactly what he did from day one. So, he was definitely, the obvious choice for us last year to lead our team and start the season. And I think what Jake did was then he just continued to get better. We were happy with where he was at last year in training camp. He played well. When he played last year in about three or four games, he entered in some tough situations and handled himself very well. And he showed us that he got better during the season when usually guys don't do that when they're not playing at all. And he did that, which gave us a lot of confidence in him, and he showed flashes of making a lot of plays in a lot of ways. He moved the team very well every time he got in the game. So when the season ended, we looked at it as a, you know, that these guys could change. We had a good situation. We thought we had two quarterbacks we could win with, and so we were going to let them compete in this past off season, which we did. And I think just Jake just continued to get better. Everything we asked him to do during OTAs and through preseason, they both competed. I mean, Matt did a nice job too, but we just felt we got to the point where Jake was ready to play, and so we made the decision in the third preseason game to go with Jake.
We just left the Patriot locker room now, and two or three of their defensive players said when they were asked about Jake that the thing that stuck out with them is his athleticism. How much are you planning to move him around and use that athleticism?
Well, I don't think I can tell you that, but I think now he's and that's one thing to attract us to. If he needs to use his legs, he can. He runs very well, but he's a quarterback to me that can run. He's not, I mean, you look at him, he's a pocket guy that can make plays with his arm, with his smarts. For a young guy, I think he has great pocket presence. The game's not too big for him, so I think, again, being a young quarterback, there's no doubt he's going to see things week in, week out that he has not seen before. He could get fooled, just like all quarterbacks do, but probably more so being a young quarterback. But the advantage then is the fact that he can move around the pocket. If he does miss something or does get confused, he has the ability to move around and make plays, extend plays and make plays. And if he has to run, then he will run. And so I think that just adds an element that at least if he does make some mistakes, he has a chance to make up for it with his ability to get out of the pocket. And that's hard for a defense. I mean, you can play a perfect defense, a perfect coverage, and you have a quarterback that maybe can still make a play on you. So hopefully that'll help overcome some of his struggles as a young player playing for the first time as far as a starter.
Mike, when you see Jason and Devin on film, do you see the same player, or are there definite distinctions between the two, the way they play in the secondary?
No, I think there's a lot of similarities. I've never, obviously, Jason, I've gotten to know very well, but I think it's exciting the fact that these guys get to play against each other. I know they talk quite a bit. Obviously, they're very close. I think they're very similar in a lot of ways. I'm assuming work ethic wise. I mean, very professional here. I think it's exciting for them. I think you see very similar play in how they're doing, and it's easy for me to see that because I know what professional Jason is here, and so I'm sure it's the same way there in New England. So I think it's exciting for them. I know it's a big weekend for their family, but it's something that's obviously very unique.
Coach, have you seen a difference in attitude, intensity this week leading into the opener as it was in the preseason?
As far as intensity for us?
For the players and stuff,
Definitely. I think the home opener, the opening part of the season, and especially when it's at home, which obviously New England will have later, I think it adds, that's kind of the ultimate, is to open and have a game at home where the fan base is excited about the season, everyone's optimistic. It just builds. I mean, you look forward to that first one. We've known since April, obviously, who we're playing. That added, obviously, a big element to it when you're playing the best team in the AFC. And so I think there's a lot of things like that. And then you have to watch against just being too hyped up and going out playing too excited and not playing your best football. So, last year we came out of the box and didn't play as well as we hoped in the opener last year, and we traveled last year to Jacksonville. So, yeah, I think it adds a lot to it. I think you'll definitely see it as you do when the guys preparing because, they're getting into their normal routine. That's a lot different than training camp and preseason football. And, yeah, the roster is trimmed down. I mean, everything is kind of gearing up, obviously, toward the start of the season. So I think it's a great time of the year for the fans, for the players. I mean, when you open the season because of expectations for everybody. So I think it does add that element, and you're hoping the crowd plays a big part in the game.
What do you remember about Dan Copen's workout?
He came in here again. We didn't actually physically work him out. We just had him come down and spend some time with him because we were talking to a lot of centers at that time because of our situation here, and we had some injuries. But I liked him when he came out in the draft. Obviously, he had a great career in New England, and what he accomplished, I think, is great for an offensive lineman to have an opportunity to be part of that type of offense and winning the Super Bowls. And he was exactly what I thought he'd be when you met him. I mean, he just. Very professional, very smart, and he would have fit into what a lot of things we do, and surprised that unfortunately it didn't work out for him where he could have stayed there.
Coach, you got a local player in Ryan Durand, who I know landed on injured reserve, but can you kind of give us an update/scouting report on where Ryan's at with the organization?
you know, I was the offensive line coach when we brought Ryan in the seventh round, and I've liked him a lot. I think he developed each year. He got better, and he was on the practice squad for the first year. For the first couple of years, and he moved up to the active roster. And just a great kid. Works hard. Got a lot stronger. He's the kind of guy that's in the building first and not last. And great work ethic. And unfortunately, this year again, his eligibility was up on to go back on practice, and then unfortunately he got hurt in the last game, which kind of made it hard in the decision making of because of his health being a question. But he's someone I think he'll be healthy in the next couple of weeks. But unfortunately, we had to put him on injury reserve.
Going back to the McCourties for a minute, you had one of them in house already. Did you get some kind of internal campaigning to take his brother a few years ago when the draft was around?
Yeah, they're always. That's something that's, you know, like you said, is unique. But no, there's always politics, and it's fun talking to them, to Jason, and talking about Devin, kind of seeing their relationship. And you know, I saw a little bit. I mean, they weren't twins, but I played with Bruce Matthews is one of my teammates, and we played against his brother Clay a lot of years at Cleveland. And so it's just kind of interesting to see that dynamic of the relationship. And it was even harder, I think, for Bruce because they actually played against each other. Where obviously the McCourties won't have to actually be on the field at the same time, but that brought another element to it. But I think it's going to be a big weekend for their family.
I guess what I was saying was, did you guys look at Devin at all when he was coming out, and did his brother kind of politic for you guys to take him?
Well, for me, I was they may have been. I mean, I was involved because I'd been the line coach at the time, so I'm sure he did though.
Mike, I know you went to Penn State. Bill O'Brien's obviously taken over a tough situation there. Could you just talk about the job you think he's done so far as head coach?
Well, he's, like you said, he stepped into a really very tough situation. And from everything I've heard and the people that are close to Penn State, they think he's done a great job of holding them together in a really tough situation. Obviously, no one was aware of the sanctions and what was going to happen and how hard his job was actually going to become. And it got worse probably than anyone expected, but I think from what I've heard, I talked to him initially when he first got the job, and we talked a little bit on the phone, and I was excited for him. Just knowing his background, I thought he'd be a great fit, and he has been for Penn State, and what he can bring to the program going forward. And I think you can see that, and from what I hear, how the players have responded to him, and the alumni, me being one of the alumni, and a lot of the players I know that have been up there were very impressed in how he's handled a very, very tough situation. And people, so many different concerns that people had. I thought he did a nice job of holding a lot of the meetings and having the past letterman be part of stuff and letting them he'd listen to what they had to say. And I think he handled it very well. I mean, he's handled a tough situation very well. And I know, unfortunately, we would love to see them win last weekend. And heck, they started out 14-3. I thought they were going to have a big day. But there'll be better days coming forward, I'm sure, and we're all looking forward to Penn State making a big rebound, and I'm sure he'll be a big part of why that happens.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.